topics you care about by people you trust. This is The Clear Perspective, your healthcare cybersecurity, compliance, and privacy podcast. And now for the show.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Clearwater's Healthcare Defender Interviews. I'm Lauren Frickle. I'm part of the marketing team here at Clearwater. And today's featured healthcare defender is Jaime. Hi, Jaime. Welcome.
Hi there. How are you?
I am good. Thanks for joining us. So let's get started. Tell us about your role at Clearwater, both your specialty in cybersecurity and the type of healthcare organizations you support.
My specialty? Well, I've just met my five-year anniversary with the organization, and for several years, I focused on conducting enterprise risk assessments for a variety of organizations, including healthcare, financial sector, software developers, and others. And before then, I spent 10 years developing and managing a cybersecurity program at a university here in Alabama. I've been fairly active with organizations like the ISSA, ISACA, and InfraGuard, as well as others. Today, I am the director of the group dedicated to the physician's practice management groups and the ambulatory care. And the team that I get to work with is focused on delivering consulting services and support to large and growing management groups, enterprises that recognize that they're in an industry that is heavily regulated and also actively targeted by attackers and bad players. At the same time, these are people that provide a critical need to their patients. So more importantly, these are guys that we've identified are just as deserving of well-thought-out protection from a cybersecurity program as the big guys are in the industry. So those are the people that we help.
Okay, great. And first and foremost, happy five-year anniversary.
Thank you.
Tell us how you got into cybersecurity in the first place and why you chose to focus your profession on healthcare.
How did I get into cybersecurity? I don't think cybersecurity existed when I got into cybersecurity. I went to work as an IT architect for a K-12 school in the early 2000s. And at the time, my role was focused on the implementation of technology and its management and support on an ongoing basis. And that means basically deploy the network, servers, workstations, that sort of thing. But it didn't take long for me to see that both students and staff were being targeted with all kinds of concerns from online, like attacks that had to do with ID theft, for example, virus infections, bullying, and other more concerning attacks. And so I started looking for ways that I could just simply protect my students and staff, and ran into trouble identifying it. So I decided to go looking for help. This is when I ran into the ISSA and established several relationships there and created a little personal team of mine with whom we built what you today would call a cybersecurity roadmap for in those early days. And so that's how I got into cybersecurity.
And Jaime, what would you say is the best part of your job?
Oh, the best part of my job. That's a great question. So there are three people that I have in mind that motivate me to get up every day and do what I do at work. The first one is that patient who, through no fault of their own, could potentially lose their privacy, their ID, their confidentiality. They keep me going ultimately. I keep in mind also that cybersecurity professional that day in and day out comes to work and oftentimes against all odds stands at the breach trying to do their best, sometimes with not enough resources to simply protect their environment. And then I think about my team that amazing colleagues that all of whom pick up a shield and go stand next to the cybersecurity professional and oftentimes simply offer a calm, it's going to be fine. We know how to do what you need to do. Here is the plan. Here is the way forward. So yeah, those are the three people that sort of keep me going and who make up the best part of my day.
I love that the best part of your job is the people you essentially help. Last question for you. What is your word of advice for young people thinking about a career in cybersecurity?
Okay, that's a meaningful question. I'm going to amend it because I don't want to restrict it to only young people. If you are in any way considering joining us in cybersecurity, I will say, number one, welcome aboard. We can use the help. Number two, don't exclusively focus on the technical know-how. You need to know how to do the technology. You need to know how to do cybersecurity regulatory work. But more importantly, focus on your communication skills. Learn how to do presentations. Make sure that you can build consensus, because it's heartbreaking sometimes to see the number of people who are extraordinarily intelligent and who have a great deal to offer, but can't communicate those great ideas and can't build that consensus that I just talked about. And so focus on your ability to establish link, show some empathy for the people that you are helping, and communicate with them, and success will come.
Success will come. Thank you so much, Jaime, for joining us today.
Absolutely.
And thanks for checking out today's Healthcare Defender. I hope you enjoyed our quick interview with Jaime. Please keep an eye out on Clearwater's LinkedIn page as we feature healthcare defenders all month long in recognition of Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Finally, be sure to like our posts and tag a healthcare defender you know in the comments.